This podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute legal, tax, investment, financial, or other advice. It is not intended to cause or induce breach of an existing agency agreement.
Hello?
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 This is the Vancouver
Commercial
Real Estate Podcast.
And welcome back to the Vancouver Commercial Real Estate Podcast. I'm Corey Wright.
And I'm your sometimes co-host, Matt Scalina.
And Matt, we have to start off by saying last week we didn't have an episode come out because I needed time to prepare for what we're going to talk about now.
Right. But before we get to that, we should say, there's two leads. I was going to say, don't bury the lead, but yeah. I feel like I might be burying the lead. Cam Archer, Director of Sales and Marketing from Orion Construction is on the show today. And I got to say, enlightening and super interesting and engaging conversation with Cam.
And the Orion story from when they started in 2018 to where they are today is just like an impeccable, tremendous growth, like rocket to the moon type story. And so we wanted to have Cam on today, talk all about who Orion Construction is, because it's a name that's probably becoming very recognizable if you don't already know.
Right.
In it, the size of the developments, where they're developing, markets are exciting on. Cam's a great guy. He tells us all about Orion, their projects, everything. Exciting company, and we're very thrilled to have him as part of the podcast today.
Yeah, and you know what? Three things that stuck out to me here. One, like you said, that kind of rocket ship growth by seeing a gap in the market and going all in and taking full advantage of it. The emerging markets.
Yeah.
That was your question. That was a good one. I love that. And then I was kind of keen to hear about, you know, what does inflationary pressure look like on the ground? Because I think, you know, if you want front lines.
Yeah.
Like Orion Construction's front lines and gives you good insight into where we're at.
Well, you look at it too from like if you're a developer in today's world, and obviously you know, we see it on the affordability side of the houses, and that relates all the way into commercial real estate as well. But people are paying almost record-setting prices for land.
Right.
You've got extremely high construction costs. And Cam goes into just how much those construction costs have moved. And then you throw on, you know, 5% with the BOC.
Yeah.
Right. And you go to BMO and the prime button says 7.2. There's a lot of things at stake here. And when they're building these projects, these aren't $50,000 projects. These are $50 million projects. So everything has to be accounted for. And he talks a lot about like their design build process and how
dialed.
Yeah, you have to be nowadays, right? So, you mean 16 projects in the pipeline, like they obviously are in the forefront. A lot of optimism out there. People are building, projects are moving forward. Like it's all the things you want to hear.
Yeah, no kidding. Don't want to spoil it, I'm feeling pretty good about things after that conversation.
Speaking about feeling pretty good.
Right.
I've been in business or real estate for 20 years-ish in some facet.
Yeah.
This could be the best day my career's ever had in any facet.
And you also were saying this might be the best day for podcasting in general.
This could be the best day for podcasting in podcasting history.
Right.
The Vancouver Commercial Real Estate Podcast is set to change two people's lives. We're changing two people's lives here.
Okay.
I've never felt like I've changed somebody's life in this capacity. But this is like a come to Jesus moment for me here.
Yeah.
The Vancouver Commercial Real Estate Podcast has secured and will be giving away two tickets April 19th, BC Place, to Nickelback Row 1.
And this is...
If there was an opportunity to drop a mic and me to walk out of the room right now, this is that moment.
I was going to say, I have recently had a couple of draws that I've seen.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, Canucks tickets, nosebleeds.
Yeah.
Here you go. Row one,
is,
I think, the real.
Row one, and we'll classify it. It's not like row one in the mosh pit. It's like row one on the side stage area. So you're literally row one. You're right there. Like maybe you can throw your beer and hit them. I don't know. Again, call a spade. I mean, there's probably still lots of tickets left. But it's
we don't
Nickelback.
We don't know that.
At BC Place Stadium.
Friday,
April 19th. And we're giving away two tickets on the Vancouver Commercial Real Estate Podcast. So here's what you have to do.
What do you got to do?
Okay, so here's what you got to do to enter to win. Okay, so you got to go to our Instagram page, which our handle is VCRE Podcast. So you have to go find our handle out there. You need to go like and share our story, our post we just put up about the contest.
Okay.
You need to tag your friend. Okay, you got to go. Who you're going to take. There you go. You got to go onto the Instagram, find our post about the Nickelback ticket giveaway. You need to like it. You need to share it with a friend who you want to bring. And as an extra entry, as a bonus entry, you go to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review. We're going to go pick a winner on Thursday, April 18th.
Yeah.
We're going to randomly put all the people's name in a draw. We're going to pull out a winner. We're going to contact you through social media. And we're going to send you two tickets to Friday's concert with Nickelback, row one. And on top of that, this I can't promise. We're trying for this. We can't promise this.
Okay.
We're trying to get a meet and greet.
Really?
With Adam Scalina. Now, we can't promise this, but we're trying to get a meet and greet with Adam Scalina, my boss, your brother.
Talking about burying the lead.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. We're trying to get him. Wow. That part we can't, but we're going to go one step further. So not only are we going to give away these tickets to these winners, they're going to go to the show on Friday the 19th. I think Nickelback's on at like 10:45. Like they're like,
yeah,
the Holy Grail's coming out right at the end, right? We're going to call them the next week to ask them on the podcast how we changed their life. So we're gonna call them up. We're gonna say, how was the show? Tell us all about it. You're gonna be on the podcast as well. So you're gonna get
on the
podcast, front row, row one for Nickelback at BC Place Stadium. Maybe the roof's open that night. I don't know. And we may be able to throw in a meet and greet with Adam Scalina. That's questionable at this point, but we're trying.
Give it to us one more time. What's the Instagram handle?
So the Instagram handle is, and you know what's funny? And this is going to sound really stupid. When I was
younger. Neither of us know how to say an Instagram handle.
When I was younger,
yeah,
I'd wear fake glasses from time to time to go into big meetings to make myself look smarter.
Right. Yeah.
Now that I'm older, I can't actually even see.
And now I refuse to wear glasses.
I need glasses, but I refuse to wear them. I'm competing with my own eyes. Like, yeah. I'm going to show you. And meanwhile, I'm trying to look here. So our Instagram handle is VCRE Podcast.
Okay.
VCRE Podcast. You got to go find the post about the Nickelback tickets. You got to like this post. You got to tag your friend who you want to bring with you. And then as a bonus entry, you got to go to the Apple iPod. I listen to Nickelback all day long. That's what it is.
You're getting shown your age. Yeah, I know. iPod.
Apple Podcasts. Find the Vancouver Commercial Real Estate Podcast. Leave us a 5-star review. Tell us what you love about the show. And on Thursday, April 18th, we're going to draw for these tickets and we're going to contact you through Instagram. Now, the only thing I will say is because these things are just like Canucks Stanley Cup tickets, Nickelback front row, right? Like we're side by side. Like the city's been waiting for this forever. You got to make sure you're in town.
Absolutely.
You got to make sure you're in town because if we gave away these tickets and someone couldn't actually make it, you know, again, like, could you imagine getting front row to like the Canucks Stanley Cup game and not going?
This is the same thing. So there you go. And we'll cut to our talk with Cam Archer, Director of Sales and Marketing at Orion Construction.
This podcast is presented by Impact Commercial.
Impact Commercial, John, Alan, the team over there are fantastic. They've all been on the show.
They have, yeah.
Friends of the show.
Great guys.
Wealth of experience. They can help with all your commercial financing needs.
Whether it's owner-occupiers, land development funds, commercial investments, or multifamily, these guys got you covered.
And they recently obtained their CMHC correspondent lender status.
So for all your commercial lending needs, visit them at impactcommercial.ca.
That's impactcommercial.ca.
Attention realtors, homebuyers, and investors. If you missed out on Atlin at Clayton Crest by Zentera Developments, here's your second chance.
Atlin sold 80% in just 3 months, Adam. And because of that success, Zentera is launching Building 2, Butte.
Located in West Clayton and walking distance to the future SkyTrain station, prices are still low for now, but not for long.
Homeowners across the Lower Mainland are using equity from their current homes to invest in West Clayton. ahead of the SkyTrain and the next market upswing. Because when that SkyTrain is complete and the market rebounds, it'll be too late.
This, Matt, is how wealth is built. Find out why Atlin sold so fast and register now at buttecondos.ca. That's B-U-T-E condos.ca.
Okay, so we're here with Cam Archer, Director of Sales and Marketing at Orion Construction. How you doing, Cam?
Very well. How are you guys?
Doing great. Yeah, thanks for your time, Cam. Maybe for our listeners, can you start by telling us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about Orion Construction?
Yeah, absolutely. So I joined the team here just about 2.5 years ago and came on in the capacity for sales and marketing. Orion Construction has been around since late 2018 and has a focus on design build for industrial, commercial, and multifamily projects.
And then Cam, for those two, some of the listeners may or may not know, obviously the history of Orion, which has been like literally like a rocket. Can you touch base a little bit about, you know, kind of maybe early days? I know that was kind of pre your time there, but kind of like how you guys have gone from where you did in 2018 to what feels like almost the top of the mountain in just a short five or six year period.
Yeah, that's a pretty quick
rise.
Yeah, it's been an incredible journey. Even, you know, my side of that journey is the second half of the company just being over 5.5 years old. But, you know, the company started with four guys around a table with a really good idea up on a 400 square foot mezzanine going, we think we can do this industrial construction thing better. We think we can do it in a manner that's going to support clients more effectively. And let's go and put in the hard work and make this thing happen. And the company was started by Josh Gilardi, who is the president of Orion. And he came with this big idea of, here's this gap in the market. People just aren't putting the two pieces of the puzzle together, which are the pre-construction or the development services, and then the construction aspect of it. You know, traditionally and historically in construction, you know, you have an architect and a consultant group owned by a client. And they do a drawing and then they go to a competitive tender. And, you know, there's all these things that are lost in translation between, you know, these two groups that are, you know, not working together. And so we took this approach to how do we streamline this whole process and give these clients certainty in this incredibly complex process. And that's the idea and thought going into design build. And they gained a lot of traction. Those early days, obviously, you know, it's a start. You're in a startup mentality. They're grinding. They're trying to secure contracts. You know, absolutely the new kids on the block. Who's going to give you the opportunity? And you know, I constantly reiterate this, and Josh and I, you know, keep this absolutely front of mind. But we're here for client experience. We're a service provider. We always have to be working for our clients' best interest. Now, that gained, like I said, a lot of traction. In 2022, we were awarded the fastest growing company in Canada by the Globe and Mail, which was an incredible accolade that we were given. It was something that, you know, put Orion, you know, really firmly on the map. And the next year after that, 2023, last year, we were the fastest growing construction company in British Columbia.
Wow.
Again, incredible. And that 2023, we were given the accolades again. Falling down the list a little bit for Globe and Mail for fastest growing companies, but we're back on that list at 77. And for a company to even be on that list 2 years in a row is an incredible feat. So, you know, we've grown really quick from four. We're at 64 staff today. It's been an incredible ride, and we have some amazing clients that have helped us get there.
Fantastic. One thing that strikes me immediately with kind of how quickly you guys have scaled and growing is like there must have been some a kind of steep learning curve there. Can you talk a little bit about some of the challenges you faced, not only in scaling as quickly as you have, but also over this, it's been a pretty tumultuous 6.5 years. Like, this is not the easiest time to start a construction company with all the supply chain issues, shortages of labor, inflation during and after COVID. Can you just talk about some of the challenges?
Yeah, we had projects that really going back to that, you know, pre-construction aspect, that the first year, year and a half of the company was, you know, really foundationally driven by the development services. And Braden Smith, who is our director of development, was just instrumental in making sure these projects were moving seamlessly through the entitlement process. But then we get these really incredible projects going into construction, and boom, black swan event, you have COVID.
Right.
And at, you know, for early days, it's what's happening. There's so much uncertainty around it. We were really fortunate, obviously, from the industrial sector, that it really only, you know, put an emphasis on the requirement for that distribution, logistics, you know, and industrial real estate space. You know, people stopped going out to the store. They sort of started ordering online. Everything went to that e-commerce platform. So being an essential service, I think that we certainly had the upper hand, and a lot of people who felt a lot of pain in their businesses, you know, we were kind of on the other side. But, you know, going from supply chain shortages, labor shortages, for us, you know, I'll give a ton of credit to our director or vice president of construction, Miles Halstead. You know, the relationships and the communication that was kept up during that time from his team and his side really gave a lot of certainty to the people that were on those sites working, that there wasn't going to be disruption, you know, constantly in communication with supplier, you know, equipment suppliers, material suppliers, and just having those open lines of communication through that process were a major support system. But you have to think, we're going through, we're building all this, we're adding to the pipeline, you know, that's on site. When you bring it in-house, and we're now, I joined the team as number 17, as the 17th addition to the team, we're adding two people a month, three people a month. And this machine is just, you know, continuing to turn and grow, and we need more and more support and more really good people. You know, and we're working in the office. You know, it really opened the door to finding good people and them being able to see these projects that were consistently going and giving that certainty to people who were looking for new opportunities, mm-hmm. that Orion was a great place to go.
I don't know, Cam, if you can speak to this, but just, you know, we're all kind of obsessively watching all sorts of jobs reports, CPI prints, all this data that probably 8 years ago, no one in our industry, or at least I didn't care about it as much. From an on-the-ground perspective, like, is inflation still a thing, or are you seeing it kind of, are you seeing kind of a more certain kind of landscape at this point?
If I look at the industry from a construction costing perspective, inflationary environment perspective, you know, we went through the wildest ride. You know, and again, our team here is, you know, young. We haven't gone through, you know, the four or five cycles that, you know, some of the more experienced guys in the industry that have been, you know, a little longer in the tooth or have been doing this longer have experienced. But going through it today, you know, we saw from 2019 to 2023 a 35.5% increase in construction costs.
Crazy.
It was, how do you explain that to a client, right? How do you help them and support and understand the risk that is going into these projects? And with our team and our process, you know, we have a lot of these risk mitigation triggers in place to support people understanding and let them understand that, you know, they're still making these hurdle rates to their developments. And, you know, so that's one aspect of things that we were doing to support, you know, this inflationary environment. But today, where we sit, we feel like there's, you know, a bit of a stabilization in where the construction costing has landed, and there's some consistency in the numbers that we're seeing. We actually have 16 projects starting in the remainder of this year. And the big thing that tells us is that all that data that we're gathering daily, weekly, monthly on this tender process for all of these projects is that we're seeing the consistency. We've been seeing the consistency for 4 to 6 months now. And that's giving, you know, the market, I think it's giving our clients, it's giving future clients, you know, a bit of certainty around when they're putting together their performers, or they're going to buy a piece of land, or they're looking at building a building, they can feel a little bit more confident as they go into it.
Cam, if I could ask you a question, maybe towards the start of the episode here, you talked about like early days of Orion and kind of taking two facets of the business and piecing it together. And for our listeners that may not understand the construction process, you guys primarily are a design build firm, which sounds like when the idea was created back in 2018, wasn't probably very common at that point. Can you maybe elaborate a little bit about what a design build firm is, maybe versus your traditional construction company, and what really allowed you guys to kind of separate yourself from a service standpoint?
Yeah, for sure. And I kind of briefly mentioned it earlier, but you know, there are two ways that these projects can kind of get screwed together. And the traditional way of doing, you know, a construction program is a design bid build model. And that design bid build model, it really keeps the operating entities of these projects separate. So you have your consultant team and your owner over on one side of the table. They'll create their drawing packages, their development permit applications, their building permit applications. They'll take the project through the entitlement process up until what we would call the tender process, where you're getting that fixed price for the remainder of the project. And then that's when typically the, you know, a suite of general contractors, 2, 3, 10, however many the client wants to go out to the market, will then compete to price that project. And for us, we just know that there are many downfalls to that model. And the way that we've positioned and tried to eliminate the risk out of that is the design build model. And the design build model is the client, the contractor, and the consultants sitting around the table together on day one to create the strategy and execution plan for what the project is going to look like. It brings everybody in alignment on day one so that they have a set goal going forward. And it takes a lot of the guesswork. It takes a lot of the value engineering out of the project. It saves time and money in the long run when you're all working together for the goal of a, you know, successful construction project.
So would it be fair to say kind of almost like a one-stop shop type idea? Because to me, it seems, I don't want to say common sense, but if I'm going to, you know, invest tens of millions of dollars to build a building, I want my team of consultants and contractors, I want everyone on the same page from day one. I don't want to actually go out to, you know, one consultant, talk to him, get a package, then go over to another person. Is that kind of like the one-stop shop idea? And that's really what kind of separated you guys from a lot of the other traditional construction companies?
For sure. It's the cradle to grave approach, you know, from day one to, you know, a key turnover. We manage every aspect of that. You know, construction is the most traditional service offering provider aspect that you can really shake a stick at. You know, when we look at the way that Orion is now approaching the market and coming and having these conversations with clients, the term that I continue to hear and what clients continue to tell me is, this is refreshing. You are looking at this project a different way through a different lens that is truly keeping the client at the top and making sure that they are always the most important part of the project. And when you separate design and control and go to a contractor or general contractor, you know, once the drawing set is executed, what that means is that now a contractor is competitive, so they have to keep their pricing as low as possible to try and win that project. But what they're looking for in that process is what every client, you know, dreads, and that's a change order. They're looking for the gaps and the misses in those drawing packages that the client and the consultant team created, because typically they won't have a contractor involved early enough to be able to support them with construction methodology and the way that these buildings should be put together. And when they don't have that contractor, when they don't have that construction expert in place on day one, that's where these misses come from, and that's where these change orders pile up. And there's big markups on these change orders at the end of the day. And that's how these contractors who are coming in at razor-thin margins are coming in and making their money.
And then for the listeners that don't know, a change order is when, you know, you give me a budget of A to start my project, and then one-third in, two-thirds in, it's like, oh, hey, we have to change this now. Here's a price increase, or here's what it's going to cost to change it. That now these budgets started getting inflated over and over and over again. And that's where maybe like the unsophisticated type developers start with $1 million budget, end up at two, is you guys have now brought everyone in from the start to hopefully get ahead of all that now. That way, when you're budgeting and you're designing, you're taking all of the assets as part of the project into consideration at the start versus having to hopefully mitigate having these change orders and constant pivots because more consultants and professionals are entering the scene at a later date.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, change orders can be a kiss of death on a project. It's time and money. I reference our project on 24th Avenue that was in partnership with the developer Cedar Coast. And we built 428,000 square feet. We went to a single tenant, which is Skechers, who took the whole building down. But we built that building in 18 months. It was design build, and we had no change orders on that project.
Wow.
It's an absolutely incredible feat. But that is all in credit to the design build process.
Yeah. 428,000. I didn't realize slip-on shoes were that big. That's incredible.
You'd be surprised.
Well, they are comfy. Skechers are very comfy shoes. Not that we're here to plug Skechers, but they were very comfy shoes.
But they are a new sponsor of the show.
Yeah. I just didn't know there's 428,000 square feet of warehouse space needed for these slip-on shoes. You guys obviously, you guys are in Langley now. That's kind of where corporate head office is, which you guys, your office is kind of kitty corner to our Langley office, which is probably a Nike shoebox compared to the Taj Mahal that you guys have across the street from us. But you guys are expanding. You guys are building everywhere now. Can you talk maybe a little bit more about how the expansion has gone and what markets you guys are in now and where you guys looking to, what are the exciting markets looking forward?
Yeah. And this has been a really exciting part of our last year. And we've now gone and started construction in two new markets. This year, we've broken ground on Vancouver Island in Langford, and then as well, our second project in the interior. So we've just wrapped up a project in Kamloops. We've also just broken ground on a new build-to-suit project with Astria Properties in Kelowna. Really exciting for us. We love both those markets. You know, they come with their own sets of challenges and new understandings that are required. But, you know, for us, we do think that, you know, BC is a great place to build, and we want to be building, you know, all over BC. We broke ground on our first multifamily project as well, which is incredibly exciting, but ties directly into that island expansion. And so we're building an 84-unit, six-story wood frame multifamily development in Langford right now with Cedar Coast Capital. And we'll be breaking ground on two more multifamily projects, one in Kamloops and a second in Langford. Wow. In the remainder of the year. So pretty exciting for the expansion. We'll have an office up and running on the island this summer that will be staffed. And then in 2025, as we continue our construction projects in Kelowna, we will be as well opening an office there.
Wow. So you guys, obviously on the construction side of things, developers are coming to you and with land and all that stuff. Are you seeing any markets from a development standpoint now that are kind of moving up the ranks that maybe weren't ranking a few years ago where people are coming like, hey, we've got this great project in Parksville, or we've got this great project, you know, on the Vancouver Island in Colwood, like markets that you're getting phone calls on now that people are acquiring land in that maybe they weren't years ago? And before you do that, Matt's going to get his pen and paper out here.
So yeah, I was just going to say emerging, yeah. Emerging markets, yeah. Yeah. Hot emerging markets, Cam.
Orion's crystal ball. Go ahead.
Well, I think you know well with your team over in Victoria, and the island is just seemingly is absolutely red hot. There's so much construction and development happening over there. With our entrance into the market, you know, we've been able to go and continue to expand our relationships within the real estate community. And again, you know, that refreshing approach, there's only a handful of guys, people who build on Vancouver Island and, you know, having the new kids on the block over there again, coming and showing that we're here to stay and we're ready to get into it. We're seeing a lot of traction and opportunity, on the island. And it's not just, you know, Langford or West Shore or Victoria. It's the entire island.
Wow.
You know, Nanaimo down. It is just, people are so eager to develop. There's so much expansion happening over there. So for us, we love Vancouver. I mean, Kelowna, the interior, you know, it's always kind of been that secondary market. And I feel that, you know, during COVID, it did get a big bump and boost for people moving up there. Again, you know, they do face a little bit of the same challenge where they're a little bit restricted in land, similar to us. But, you know, they've opened up a ton of new industrial development land. And for us, you know, we think that Kelowna is a great market. We want to be there. We want to do more projects there. They've got a great trade base. They have a great city. Everything about it just, you know, screams for more demand. And we see that. And we're eager to get more projects going there.
So you guys obviously have the industrial side of the business on the design build. You talked about the multifamily side there. Tenant improvements and stuff like that. Is Orion in that side of the business as well, where there's some smaller scale construction projects going on, or people can contact you for that stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. When I came over, it was one of the first initiatives that I took on with Orion was getting the tenant improvement team up and running. And we've got just a couple of incredible tenant improvement project managers in our office. A field staff that is incredibly experienced executing on the TI side of the world. And, you know, recently we finished the new head office for MEC, which ended up being a great project, really, really cool racking system that we supported the delivery on. We've got about four or five projects right now on the TI side. Of course, you know, when we go and build buildings, they don't come fit out. So
yeah,
we do have a lot of opportunity in front of us to support clients. And, you know, the benefit when we're going out and we're putting these developments together, the base buildings of these developments together, there's this huge incentive for clients who are coming into these projects and in the early days and early stages, you know, a year at, you know, product launch when the new building is going out to the market, the earlier that these potential purchasers or leasees can get into these buildings, the more ability there is for them to save time and money with hiring the construction team or Orion to come in and support them with the tenant improvement, because we're able to leverage the same trades, the same consultants. We're able to go to the city. We're able to deal with the same planning staff at the city who have dealt with the base building for these building permit applications.
Yeah.
And anybody who's gone through a construction project in the past and in their life knows that this is a long and arduous process, and it is complex and challenging, and dealing with cities and municipalities can be an absolute runaround if you're not totally on top of it and you're not experienced with what they need and how to put in these applications that are going to be successful on day one. So these tenants or purchasers can leverage the experience and knowledge and know-how of Orion and the tenant improvement team so that they can be in and operating earlier than if they were to, you know, say buy a piece of property, buy a strata unit. Once the building has occupancy, then they're going to go through, you know, that 4 to 6 month entitlement process, design process, and then another, you know, few months, whatever it looks like for the scope and scale of the project to actually execute. So you're looking at, you know, 9 to 12 months to move into your space. But if you bought it 12 months earlier and you leverage the ability of the construction team at Orion to take them through the entitlement process during construction, they can be in an operational, you know, a couple of weeks after the building has occupancy. So there's a huge upside to, you know, these potential purchasers getting in early.
Well, I can speak to it from the brokerage side of the business, where we will sell clients strata lots for owner-occupier opportunities, and just how long that process can be if it's mismanaged on it. And literally, time is money. And when you're buying these properties for millions of dollars at today's interest rates, like some of these guys are like opening up a year later, and you're just watching the amount of money they're burning because they try to take it on themselves. They bring in the wrong people or the right people way too late in the process. And it's gone. And getting involved, like getting a company like you guys involved right away, it probably saves tremendous amount of headache and money from what we see a lot of the blunders on it. I know I'm in a battle with the city of Nanaimo for about 2 months now over like a tree. So I cannot imagine trying to actually build something that
I need an update on that tree.
The tree situation is we could do a whole episode on the tree situation, but if I share my honest thoughts and I ever want to build something in the city of Nanaimo, I will never get a permit. So,
so
it's having the right professionals there is so important. You guys have obviously grown and expanded. You're talking about all the new offices and stuff like that coming down the pipeline. Do you guys ever see yourself building, or have you built over the Rockies into Alberta? And is that something that you guys are looking into with all the Alberta growth that we're seeing?
You know, I've got great insight into Alberta. And I think that could Orion end up in Alberta at some point? I think that there's a good chance that it could happen at some point in the future. Right now, you know, with all of the work that we have on the go, we're just trying to stay really focused on BC. We're trying to stay incredibly intentional in how we're going through to execute on the strategy with everything that we have in hand. And I said it earlier in the conversation, our clients are at the absolute pinnacle, and we never want to lose sight of how important that is. We work with, you know, repeat customers more than one-off customers. We want to build and maintain those relationships. And to do that, you have to keep accountable to these clients, and you have to keep focused on what we have in hand. And I think that's a long answer to, would we go to Alberta? I think Alberta looks like a really fun time, and you know, they can have a heck of a good party at Stampede. And
this is the critical insight.
And just for our own curiosity, and how would you know personally that the Stampede party is that good? If you guys are very customer service focused, did you go over and experience the Stampede parties yourselves so you can then provide that insight to your clients?
There's been some research completed. Yeah.
I would hope so. That'd be the right thing to do. That would be the right thing to do. I know, Cam, one thing that you guys obviously probably see a lot of, and we know you're not an economist, nor do you have a crystal ball, but interest rates have had a major impact on the commercial real estate side of things. And more importantly, probably on the development side with construction costs and all that stuff. You guys are dealing with, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in projects. What is the sentiment or the thoughts, or what are you feeling or hearing from clients and their banks and stuff like that, where interest rates are? Because if I'm paying prime, let's say arguably at 7.2%, I'm doing a $50 million construction project with you. That 7.2% is a horrific number to discuss. What is the sentiment you guys are hearing from the development world on where interest rates are and optimism, hopefully, on where they're going?
A great example was last summer, we were supporting Astria Properties with their Link 200 project, doing a bit of a broker event. They were showing some of the units. The project was just nearing completion. And it was right after a rate pause. And we saw positive sentiment come out of a rate pause. And I think that as the market forecasts, you know, the rates are going to come off and that things are going to ease a little bit, you know, the buzz continues to grow. We've seen, and my indication that I look at in the metric that it's really easily trackable for me is how many tenant improvement clients are coming through our door to look for build out opportunities and build out support, because those are people who are going in and buying these new strata units. And in the start of this year, we've had more traction at the start of this year in the first 3 months than we had in the last 6 months of last year. And to me, that states that the market is becoming more optimistic, and people are understanding that this is, you know, I hate the term, but I'll say it, this is more of a new normal for us. And can their businesses operate and manage where we are today? And if they can, and they think that interest rates are going to go in the right direction, which is down for themselves, that they're feeling confident to be going out and buying these strata units in this industrial property.
Well, Cam, we can't thank you enough for taking the time to join us today. And obviously, you guys have had a tremendous, tremendous growth. And I can say, okay, from the brokerage side of things, I mean, you only hear positive stuff about Orion Construction, the projects, the products that you're delivering. Great reputation amongst the brokerage community. So that's always, you know, great when you guys are probably trying to sell products and work with developers to sell products. But before we let you go, we've got a six-pack of lighthearted questions we got to ask you so we can hopefully find out a little bit more about you outside of the office. Do you have a few minutes for us?
Of course.
They're all Stampede related. Yeah. First question for you, Cam. Favorite vacation spot?
I would say on a consistent basis, year over year, my family would go. We've got a travel trailer. We tow our trailer out to Tofino, and we go stay at Bella Pacifica campsite. And we surf for a week and we hang out on the beach and we love that. If it's something that's less consistent, we love Kauai. We go to and stay in Poipu and Kauai every couple of years with the in-laws. And I'd say if it's traveling, it's got to be Kauai.
Now, do you surf when you're there?
I do. Yeah, I love to surf. So for me, you know, getting in a pair of board shorts as opposed to a 5mm wetsuit.
No kidding. Next question up, a book recommendation for our listeners. Doesn't have to be real estate related, but it can.
So I like to read for education and for pleasure. The book that I'm reading right now is called The Wager. And it's a maritime style book about some guys that sail from the UK down to South Africa. So that's been, a tale of the high seas and super engaging. I was just recommended a book that I finished recently called The Gap and the Gain. And I would highly recommend that. It's kind of a 16 chapter, quick lesson learned as you go through it in business. So I would highly recommend Gap and the Gain.
Gap and the Gain. It sounds like the Orion Construction story.
Yeah, exactly.
Death row meal. You're on death row. You got one last meal. What are you eating, Cam?
Easy, big ribeye steak and sushi, followed up with just a tray of Nanaimo bars.
Hey, we didn't give these to you in advance either. This was a real quick answer.
And that was, you were confident, passionate about that answer. I was impressed. So Cam,
the Nanaimo bars, no doubt.
So Cam, as I alluded to before we started recording, this is the biggest podcast episode probably in podcasting history with our giveaway of Nickelback tickets. Next question up, and maybe I'm leading the witness here. Favorite band?
They call this steering.
Favorite band?
My favorite band.
Or musician. Can be either.
Or musician. All time favorite for me is Garth Brooks.
Oh,
wow.
I don't know if I've ever had Garth. Garth,
no.
Garth's awesome.
I'm a huge country fan, so.
Oh, well. We can talk off air.
I was going to say, Gordon's getting really excited.
Oh yeah, we got lots to talk about.
What are your thoughts on some of the new country that's very popular right now? And I say this only because it was my brother who said, "I'm kind of getting tired of cosplay country," is what he said. Now, are you into a lot of this new stuff, or is it Garth?
Yeah, I like to think that I'm a trendsetter in country music. I'm always sharing with my friends, "Hey, have you heard of these guys?" And they're like, "Where did you find this? This is ridiculous." But I just went down and saw a band called Turnpike Troubadours down at
it's
my first experience, the Tacoma Dome, which is sweet. But Turnpike Troubadours, again, they're an amazing country band. I love Zach Bryan. He's hit the mainstream, but I still think he's great. So
fantastic
country.
Man, maybe we can get on a thread where you just send us recommendations.
Well, I'll tell you right now, the one person that I've heard songs by this person, but I didn't really realize how big they were, was Bailey Zimmerman. He's like the young guy that's, again, not leading the witness here, but I think he's opening for Nickelback on the 19th. But his stuff is so catchy, and Luke Combs, all this new stuff. It's awesome.
I love it.
All right. We're on our second last question.
Second last question.
I feel like I could take a guess at this one, but it's late at night. You don't have to be at Stampede. Somebody throws a mic in your hand. Karaoke. What song are you singing?
I actually asked my wife this question last night at dinner. What's my favorite karaoke song? And she goes, "Oh my God, which one?" I love singing karaoke. It's like a absolute guilty pleasure for me. So, but it goes back to Garth Brooks, "Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up."
Oh,
okay.
I thought it was going to be Friends in Low Places.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Or it could have been Nickelback Rockstar right there.
Yeah. I was thinking Friends in Low Places.
Friends in Low Places. Name. All right. Last question up here. And we're throwing this one in because it's that time of year here. It's the end of the hockey season. The Canucks, probably for the first time in a long time, aren't golfing this time of year. Are the Canucks going to win the Stanley Cup this year, Cam?
100% yes.
There you go. Heard it here first.
Yeah.
So we have 100%. We have 100% guarantee. Cam Archer or Ryan or your construction project is free. Canucks are winning the Stanley Cup. Well, Cam, we appreciate you taking the time. We know you guys are extremely busy over there, but how can our listeners find out more about Orion, yourself, and everything you guys are doing?
Yeah, we have an absolutely amazing social media team. Tiana Sarah runs our social media. Go to our Instagram at Orion Construction. Follow us on LinkedIn, website orionconstruction.ca, or grab me off of the website and you can find me there for easy contact.
And then for clients too, from a service offering, you have development services, TI services. Is there any other services that Orion has there that we want to make sure our listeners know about?
So like I said at the start, we're building multifamily, commercial, retail, industrial, and we also have a green building retrofit program. So we're supporting landlords who have, you know, Class B, C buildings, get an understanding of what their buildings' utility draws are looking like, and support them in understanding what it would take to bring those buildings up to make them more enticing. So, wow. If anyone's interested in the green building retrofit program, it supports, you know, the analysis of building operations, understanding budgeting requirements for CapEx updates for the project. And then the big aspect of it is we have a federal grant writer that can support understanding where we can actually get some money from the government to support the upgrades of these buildings. So if you're interested, hit me up.
So pretty much if you're building anything commercially related, call Ryan.
Immediately.
Well, thanks again, Cam, for your time. Appreciate it. Great conversation. And yeah, we'll leave it there.
Sounds good. Thanks so much for your time, Cam. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, there you have it, folks. Our interview today with Cam Archer, Director of Sales and Marketing, Orion Construction.
Yeah, that was great. And I feel like we talked a lot in the intro about all the fascinating components. But man, what an exciting time to be in that company. Number 17, I think you said.
Yeah, number 17 on the employee list there.
Yeah.
No, and they've had tremendous growth and tons of outstanding projects.
Two people a month, he was saying.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is worth pointing out, and I know, Corey, you would never do this, but Globe and Mail, Hot 500. I think you guys were on that list too. There's two companies in BC.
We were fortunate. But again, I will say this. We didn't.
Not number one though.
No. We didn't rank nearly as high as Orion did, but we were fortunate enough to kind of get on those lists, way down on the list, but nevertheless on the same list.
Yeah.
With Orion Construction.
You and 498 other companies were on that list.
Well, I think that's probably the number we landed on, like 499. there. So let's, before we let everyone go, we're going to recap one more time here about the exciting news, the groundbreaking news, life-changing opportunity for two people. And those two people, we're not talking about the two people Orion's hiring, because that's also life-changing. They're hiring two per month right now. But the two people that are going to go to Nickelback, row one at BC Place Stadium.
April 19th.
That's like 2 weeks. We record on Fridays. That's 2 weeks from today.
I agree. This is all happening so fast.
So 2 weeks from today, this time when we're recording on the 19th, I'm sitting in the same chair with my Nickelback shirt on.
Yeah.
Like that's
and
how
you got
exciting.
A hotel downtown.
That's how
gonna
exciting.
Be, it's going to be a night.
It's going to be an epic. It just, I don't know what to say. You have to go to our Instagram page, find our handle, which is VCRE podcast.
Right.
You got to find our post about the Nickelback tickets. We're giving away two tickets and you'll see the beautiful picture that includes Nickelback unlicensed photo we took of theirs, and we put all of ourselves in there as well. So, I mean, you know, I highly doubt that Nickelback listens to this show,
well,
but if they do,
you'd be surprised. Well,
I would love it if Nickelback did, not so much if Nickelback's lawyers listen. Okay.
Right.
So, you know, if their lawyers call, we've gained some traction. So it's not a bad thing.
Actually, yeah, it's kind of right? A compliment.
So you got to go to Instagram page. You got to find the post. You got to like the post. You got to tag your friend who you want to bring to the show. And then you also have to go on to, for a bonus entry.
Yeah.
You got to go find us on the Apple podcast page. Give us a 5-star review. Tell us what you love about the show for a bonus entry. And on Thursday, April 18th, we're going to do a random draw for some lucky winner. We're going to send them to the show, row one. We're going to bring you on the podcast the following week to find out how your life has been changed. And we may or may not be able to get a meet and greet with Adam.
And how can people find out more about what you're doing at William Wright? We know the big work that's went into this, but what else is going on? And how can people find out more?
I didn't even sleep last night knowing what we're doing today. You can reach us at our Vancouver office anytime, 604-428-5255. You can visit our website, williamwright.ca, sign up for the latest and greatest news, or you can always drop me an email, corey@williamwright.ca. Always love hearing from listeners, but I will say this. No matter how many times you email me, it's not going to help your chances to win the tickets. We're going to do it properly.
Stop it.
It's going to be random. I know what's going to happen.
No nepotism, well, patronage, nothing.
Before we launched this contest, we called Google, we called Microsoft, we called Elon Musk, all the tech guys, and we said, hey, just so you know, we're going to launch this contest for two free Nickelback tickets. We might crash the internet. So we've notified everyone out there that this could happen. I got called Tim Cook at Apple after this, give him a heads up about the podcast stuff. So it's life changing here for more than one reason.
All right, we'll leave it there. Enjoy the week, and we'll be back next week, of course, with another interesting episode of Vancouver Commercial Real Estate Podcast.
Thanks for listening, guys. Take care.
Subscribe today.